Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Great guests ready to roll. D Wood is here. Kmart is here. We got Hall of Fame. We got MVP. We got all kinds of issues. No time to waste. Let's go.
Only one place to start.
All right, our one place to start, as mentioned, is with my friends who were nice enough to hang out after we wrap up a spirited 2 hours of debate and fun on Get Up this morning. Damian Woody and Kimberly Martin are here. Kmart, now, I did not know that I could be even more enamored of you than I already was. But when you did an imitation of me this morning on our television show,
yes.
I must confess, I really enjoyed that.
It was like looking in a mirror, right?
It was like listening to a mirror, right? She did the voice. For those of you were expressing frustration I'm constantly asking you to tell me what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers and that you don't know.
Well, it was with Aaron Rodgers because I don't think the man knows himself. And when every week, Damian, as you know, when I come in here and Greeny's like, Kmart, as my resident NFL insider, what is happening with Aaron Rodgers? And I'm like, Greeny, hell if I know. Like, honestly, this man doesn't know. I wish I could be inside his brain. And what is triggering is the fact that we may have months of this. I hope it's not months. I can't survive another offseason.
My
like
question
that.
Is, do you really want to be inside of his brain though?
I do, because I want to string the sentences together so that they all make sense in one fluid thought. Because he'll say one thing and pivot and go somewhere else, and it's word salad.
It's a fascinating place inside his brain. I must tell you, I've tried very hard to be in there for a long time, and it's complicated. But I mentioned this, D. Wood, on the air this morning, that my entire perspective on him, even the way he sounds when he talks to me, has changed. And it happened the moment I started thinking of him as my quarterback. Like 2 weeks ago, I decided Aaron Rodgers is going to wind up the quarterback of the Jets. And since then, everything he says sounds brilliant to me. and here's how I read the stuff he said yesterday on McAfee. He said, it's not linear like this. That's the problem. He says it like it takes him 10,000 words to say what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. He said, first, I got to make sure I want to continue playing. And we all know he's got 58 million reasons to do that, mm-hmm. so we expect he will. He said, then I got to figure out what Green Bay wants to do. And if they want to start over again, if they're looking to rebuild, if they're thinking about getting rid of some of these guys that I like playing with, if they're thinking about their future, then I might have to consider going and watering the grass someplace else. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of as simple as that. And here in New York, we have a lot of grass.
We have a lot of grass that he can water here in New York. And, you know,
In New Jersey, there's even more trees in
the grass. That's very true in New Jersey. We're in Florham Park, New Jersey. So, listen, Greeny, you heard me point it out in the show. I think that the Jets will be a great destination for Aaron Rodgers for a multitude of reasons. Number one, they got one of the best defenses in the National Football League. From last year, they were fantastic. They got a bunch of ascending young players on offense. Breece Hall, obviously, he's coming back off the ACL. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore. They got, you know, offensive line that's pretty good. But most importantly, all their really good players are on rookie deals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, you add Aaron Rodgers to the mix. And obviously, I think that the last piece to this whole thing is we know that, let's just be honest, Robert Saleh, this is going to be a make or break year for Robert Saleh coming up in 2023. Like, the Jets need to make another significant jump for, I think, this whole regime to be safe. And I think they're going to explore all options, probably the veteran option, and Aaron Rodgers makes a lot of sense.
Aaron Rodgers makes a lot of sense from the Jets fan perspective. I get it, guys. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, though, and now I'm leaving Green Bay and I have an opportunity to – he can't dictate where he goes, but if he has an opportunity to go somewhere, I want to go the Tom Brady route, which is I want to go into – I don't want to say weaker, but a weaker division. I want to go somewhere where I'm not seeing Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills and I'm not having to contend with Mike McDaniels and Tua and whoever they may decide in the future down there in Tyreek Hill. Like that – like obviously Mac Jones and the Patriots, hopefully they improve as well. But that's not – I don't want to be in the AFC East. I don't want to be in the AFC. And if – you know what I'm saying?
Listen, you're talking about the same Josh Allen that the Jets beat with Zach Wilson at quarterback. You're talking about the Miami Dolphins that the Jets beat with Zach Wilson at quarterback. I mean, listen, that's why I'm saying, like, If you put Aaron Rodgers on the on this Jets roster, mm-hmm. we're talking about a Jets team that's going to be we're going to be speaking about the Jets in the same breath as the Cincinnati Bengals, all these other teams, because that's been the one aspect of their organization that's been missing is a quarterback.
Here's my other pushback. If you bring Aaron Rodgers into the Jets mm-hmm. in a make-or-break year mm-hmm. for Robert Saleh, the head coach, mm-hmm. and really, truly, it should be GM Joe Douglas as well because mm-hmm. he drafted Zach Wilson, right? Then you are literally saying, Aaron, here, take it all, because if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to be listening to Robert Saleh. Like, you are running everything. Like, this is your organization now.
I'm good with that. I'm absolutely good with this.
I understand being good with it.
Yeah.
For 1 year, but then it's the, do you only want to sign him for 1 year? Do you want to sign him to a two-year deal? Are you going to be doing this whole off-season thing of Greeny every day on Get Up, every Tuesday, asking if his quarterback is going to come back to his team?
Well, like, I think the Jets would take that. I think the Jets would take that right now.
And I actually think Zach Wilson, if Zach Wilson has any chance of being rehabilitated, I think sitting behind Aaron Rodgers is his best chance. Idolizes him. He would listen to him, learn from him. He has I'm about to say he has a similar skill set. Obviously, he doesn't actually, but that's what they thought he had. His style of play, in theory, in the best case scenario, is that. And you know what? But more importantly, Kmart, my response to you is I'm not worried about the next year. I've waited all my life for this. I'll take it one time if I can get it.
And I think that's the thing. It's like you ask any Jet fan, they'll tell you, I'm not worried about like 2024.
I'm not.
It's like, I want to win now.
Yes.
Like right now.
Now.
Who gives us the best chance to win right now?
I will say to your point about a front office that could potentially be in flux, you go all out and take Woody's money and say, hey, we're getting Aaron Rodgers, that buys you some time. Because if you say, hey, Aaron Rodgers, now, Robert, it's on you. You've got the Hall of Fame quarterback. Then if that move doesn't work, at least you went for it, as opposed to, hey, we're going to hang around with Mike White or we're going to try like a...
I think they're just going to go for it.
They should.
We'll see if they do. Let me roll to a few other things while I have you guys here. ZipRecruiter makes it easy to hire for even the most specific role, like a mascot in Missouri. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers find a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. At ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Mel Kiper's first mock draft of the year is available right now. I'll go through some of the particulars of it a little bit later. I consider this a national holiday, Mel's first mock. I love it. And he does not project the Bears trading away Justin Fields and selecting a quarterback at the top. Now, Mel, particularly at this early stage of the process, does not project trades. So he has them taking Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle out of Georgia, who's a great player. But I think there's almost no chance that will happen. Someone will take a quarterback mm-hmm. number one in this draft. The question, Kmart, is there any expectation that someone is going to actually be Chicago, whether they trade Fields or not, I guess? Or do we expect them to trade that pick away for the proverbial King's ransom?
Okay, it's January 25th.
Yeah.
As of right now, you would expect Greeny and Damian that they would not trade away that pick, or they would not take a quarterback. That they would not take a quarterback in that spot. Mm-hmm. Have crazier things happened? Sure. This is a new regime. They didn't draft Justin Fields. So internally, they could look at the landscape and say, like, well, C.J. Stroud, is he better? Is Bryce Young better? Will Levis, are these guys better than Justin? Sure, that could happen. But the pushback for me is, what did we watch the Eagles do? What did we watch the Miami Dolphins do with Tua? You build around the quarterback with the exceptional, unique skill set. Give him some weapons. Why? And the shame of it to me would be Justin Fields got drafted by Chicago to a front office that did not know what to do with him. Did not know what to do with him in the offense, did not have any pieces around him. So the idea that you would bring in a new regime for Justin Fields, a new coaching staff for Justin Fields, and then you wouldn't think, you know what would make Justin Fields a lot better? Actually surrounding him with some weapons. Mm-hmm. We saw it with, like, I understand head coaching matters. Daniel Jones, he looks like a different player with Brian Daboll. Like, Justin Fields deserves something nice. He deserves to get some weapons.
Well, I'm just looking at, for me, I look at the blueprint in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts, right? Like, look what Howie Roseman and the Eagles organization did for Jalen Hurts. They went out and acquired like multiple pieces for Jalen Hurts, and look how Jalen Hurts has responded. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts was on his way to an MVP this mm-hmm. year before he got hurt. Like, he's gotten exponentially better. I think the same thing could happen for a guy like Justin Fields if you surround him with said pieces in that Chicago Bears organization.
It's worth saying out loud that if we hadn't seen what we've seen this year, if you were able to hear what I'm saying right now without any preconceived notions, the idea that Justin Fields would wind up being a great NFL quarterback is much likelier than the idea that Jalen Hurts was going to. Justin Fields was a much higher touted prospect, drafted much higher. The expectations were much higher. Jalen Hurts has been brilliant. I agree with you. He's an MVP finalist. He is an MVP finalist. Mm-hmm. He's been unbelievable. He's made himself a player. He has made himself into a player I don't think anyone saw coming based upon watching him play in college. Justin Fields, you could see coming. Like, it would not be a surprise if he winds up next year being every bit as good as Jalen Hurts is this year. Yeah. I don't think that would be a surprise.
And also, you gave the point earlier, though, about the rookie contracts, right?
Yeah, that's the only reason you would consider it is to start the clock again on the contract.
Yeah. So that's why there are variables out there that make you think, at least January 25th, that you can't rule out the possibility. But, man, that would be so.
I would only restart that clock if there was a bona fide. If there was like a Trevor Lawrence coming in, okay, restart the clock. Like a bona fide, like top tier guy mm-hmm. coming out this year. There's just not enough consensus right now. Like Mel talked about during the show. Like, you could literally talk up all three of the top quarterbacks. If that's the case, I'm not making that trade when I got Justin Fields right there mm-hmm. in my building.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the three Mel has C.J. Stroud going first among the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He actually, to make your point, he has C.J. Stroud going first among the quarterbacks. He likes Will Levis mm-hmm. the most among the quarterbacks because of his size. And everyone acknowledges that Bryce Young mm-hmm. would be by far the best of them, except that he's 5'10", 185. Let me finish it on this, D-Wood. You played in the league a long time, and your job was to protect these guys and all the rest of that. Can a person who is, and he'll put some weight on, obviously, but if you see his frame, you just know he's always going to be small. Forget about short. He's small. Can that guy survive in the NFL?
Man, it's like, I'm rooting for him. It's just hard to imagine because of we see every week the type of hits that these quarterbacks take in the National Football League, and a lot of quarterbacks don't even play 17 games in a season.
Right.
And you got a guy coming into the league that's 5'10", 185, and you gotta deal with guys that's like Chris Canty size coming at you that runs as just as fast as you. Man, that's a tough deal. Very tough.
I mean, that's the perfect analogy, Kmart, because the reality is I was sitting next to Chris Canty on the set in the show. He is as big as he is, mm-hmm. and Bryce Young is as big as I am. we're the same size. So if Chris Canty hit me, I would stay hit. I mean, I would not get up. And that would be, look, I love the kid. Everyone loves this kid.
Absolutely.
No one doesn't love the kid. Mm-hmm. I wish him nothing but success and good health, and I hope he has a fantastic NFL career. But I would be scared to death to take him. You guys are the best. Thank you. Kmart, D. Wood, thank you both so much for hanging out extra time. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Coming up, two of my favorite people say things I absolutely loved. You will hear them both as we roll on. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, Greeny with you on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Just finishing up a little oatmeal. The assembled members of the hashtag crew have assembled around us here. Hembo is here. Bubba and Cam are back in Bristol. You're going to hear from two of my favorite people saying things I absolutely loved in 30 seconds after this word from ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? What type of role are you hiring for? Whether you need to hire a civil engineer in New York or a mascot in Missouri, ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates fast. Their matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job, and you can invite them to apply. It's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY.
I don't think there's any way the Packers will trade him in the NFC. And if they do go ahead and trade him, it would be to the AFC.
I've never gotten to the end of my contract, so to even think about being in another uniform never really crossed my mind.
Look, I mean, I said it on TV this morning that if Aaron Rodgers were to finish his career and only play for one team, Hembo, it would actually make him the exception and not the rule. Think about the company he keeps, right? So if we're in the immortal area of the Hall of Fame, right, of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we go to the area, just the special little room that is only reserved for the top of the heap. And you look at the best quarterbacks in there. Most of them played for more than one team. Brady may wind up playing on a third team. Peyton Manning changed teams. Joe Montana changed teams. Brett Favre changed teams. Johnny Unitas changed teams. Most of these great quarterbacks, particularly those who've played in a more recent era where player movement has been more commonplace, have changed teams. So to be Cal Ripken or Derek Jeter or Kobe Bryant or Dirk Nowitzki and play your whole career for one team, those are the exception. If Rodgers finished someplace else, it would actually be an expectation.
Yeah, I definitely don't believe him in that soundbite when he says, I've never thought or imagined myself playing for a different team. That seems very unlikely.
Yeah.
But it also seems that there is a special pull to Green Bay. Over the last few years, despite all the things that have happened there, he always finds himself back in a Packer uniform, and if I had to bet right now, I would bet that he's a Packer next season as well.
All right. We'll see. I mean, that probably does remain the likeliest scenario here for a lot of reasons, most of them financial. But we'll see. One way or another, I told you that two of my favorite people said things I absolutely loved yesterday. One of them was my boy, A.J. Hawk. That's my guy. So for those of you who, most of you are probably aware of Pat McAfee and his show, it's an enormously successful, popular, and fun show that McAfee has put together there. And like I do, he's got his crew of people around him, and one of them is A.J. Hawk, who you probably know was a linebacker for the Packers once upon a time and played with Rodgers. So yesterday, when Rodgers is on with McAfee doing his regular Tuesday visit, my guy, A.J. Hawk, jumps in and starts trying to negotiate him coming to the Jets on my behalf.
And just kind of let the offseason start to sink in, and then at some point make that decision. But, you know, all the other ideas about trade and whatnot, that's all conjecture until I even decide what I want to do moving forward for myself.
Have you ever envisioned yourself in another uniform playing for another team? Has that ever crossed your mind? I mean, Greeny would really like the Jets to happen. He may give you his bed if you go to New York. You could take his penthouse. I mean, I'm sure he has like the 28th floor.
You're saying he'd Airbnb it. You're saying he'd Airbnb it for a great rate.
He can have it. I'll move out. I'll go to the Motel 6, he said.
Look, Aaron can stay in my house. He can live in my – I'll give him the house. All right? He can have – look, a lot of people – there's a lot of mixed feelings. First of all, again, thank you, AJ, thank you for making my case for me up there, big fella. I appreciate it. And again, God bless McAfee. I mean, this Tuesday visit with Aaron Rodgers is a dream come true for people who do what I do for a living. But I'll just say it for those of you who haven't been with us regularly. I'm done with everything but winning. Like I waited, you know, not to make a very serious point in the middle of, or say a very serious thing in the middle of a fun, lighthearted conversation. But I've said this many times over the years on Mike and Mike, because it was still a possibility then. All I wanted in my life was to sit next to my father and watch the Jets play in the Super Bowl. I grew up with my father going to Shea Stadium, watching the Jets play, home and road, whatever it is. That was my life. And I wanted to sit once just in my lifetime to sit next to him and watch them. And I will never do that. That will never happen except for spiritually. So now I'm starting to think about my kids. I would like to sit next to my kids and watch them play in the Super Bowl. And I want that more than I want anything else. So you could talk to me about the future salary cap, and you could talk to me about, you know, ethics and morals and sleeping with the enemy and signing Brady. And I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with worrying about anything else. I want one time. I go to that Super Bowl every freaking year. I think I've been to 24 Super Bowls. And I've always told my kids are like, Dad, when can we go to when the Jets play in the Super Bowl, we will go. I promise we will go. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what happens. We will go. I want this to happen in my lifetime. And this feels to me like the best chance I could have.
Rooney, I just got word that Aaron Rodgers is watching our show live on ESPN+.
Yeah.
What I would like you to do is address camera 3. And for the next 30 seconds, convince Aaron Rodgers why coming to the Jets is his best
option. Well, listen, I mean, I actually think it is a good idea. Like the New York Jets, the biggest questions are about the organization. None of them are about the roster. Like, do you have questions about the ownership? Look, I might be lying to you if I said I didn't. It's been a catastrophe. Do I have questions about the coaching? There isn't even an offensive coordinator right now. And the head coach, I think the jury is out. But I think if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I worry about that less, because I think you walk in there, it just in the way that, who was coaching the Buccaneers when Tom Brady got there? Was it Bruce Arians or was it Tom Brady?
Well, technically it was Bruce Arians.
No, but who was the coach of that team?
Tom Brady was the coach of that team.
Who was in charge of what they were doing?
Tom Brady.
That's what Rodgers would
do. And is this Jets team any less talented than that Bucs team in your judgment?
You know, the players aren't as well known because they're so young. That team had guys whose names you knew, and Ndamukong Suh and all these people. Mike Evans. I'm telling you, I believe the Jets have skill position talent, running back, two young receivers. They actually have two. He loves tight ends. He would love the tight ends the Jets have. The offensive line, if they stay healthy, could be really good, really good. And they would add to that for sure. The Jets have a high draft pick. They pick 13th. Mel has them taking a receiver, actually, Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. You could do that. Take another one. Pair him with Garrett Wilson, who's spectacular. The defense is on basically as good as any in the league. And Damian Woody has made the point repeatedly. All these guys are on their rookie deals. Now, Quinnen Williams, I think, won't be soon, but still. All these guys are young, so they can afford it. Not too many teams can afford Aaron Rodgers. Of the teams that are really good, look, the Raiders' defense stinks. It's terrible. Devontae Adams, I don't even know if that's a plus or a minus, the history between the two of them and everything else. And everything I hear is that Brady is going there. Those feel like the only realistic possibilities. They're not going to trade him in the NFC. He's not going to wind up the quarterback of the, I don't even know who. Like what team in the NFC? He's not going to wind up the quarterback of the... What team in the NFC would even make sense? The Washington Commanders.
Or some of the NFC South teams,
That's not going to happen. So I actually think it does make sense. So let's see. So that's the first of two things that people I really like said that I loved. This is Greeny, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The other one was said by Charles Barkley. He was on Sirius XM NBA radio, and he was talking about load management. He was talking about the problem that the NBA has with so many of their marquee players, their high-profile players, missing as many games as they do. And Barkley said something that I have heard Stephen A. say many times.
I see guys that got a sore hip or something. I'm like, everybody's sore in the NBA after 20, 30, 40 games. I think it's going to be very interesting in the next CBA, because billionaires always wins against millionaires. And I think those owners are going to try to do something. I don't know what it is. I think there's going to be a strike or a lockout, however you want to phrase it. But I think they're going to say, okay, you guys don't want to play. I'm going to teach y'all a lesson.
So that's Barkley, and we have heard Stephen A. say that. If you watch NBA Countdown with us, then you have heard Stephen A. predict that many times as well, that he thinks that there will be a lockout, that the owners are not going to just say it's okay for us to have an 82-game schedule, but our players are each going to play a maximum of 70 games. And, you know, I saw this quote from Steve Kerr that you put up here. There was a game last Friday night. So we do the NBA on Friday nights. So we had, I forget who we had in the early spot last week. I think we had the Heat and the, I forget what game we had. Doesn't matter. But I'm looking at all the, you know, I'm looking at all the different games that night. We have them all on and I've got, you know, the notes on them and everything else because we're going to do halftime highlights and everything else. And there's a game Golden State is playing at Cleveland in which Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Andrew Wiggins all didn't play. Now, as it turns out, neither did Donovan Mitchell. For Cleveland, so he's hurt. So if there are eight players in that game you're excited to see, five of them didn't play. And how much of a problem is that? I can't answer that. I've been yelling and screaming about this for too long. I can't be the one person yelling about this anymore. Someone else is going to have to do something about it. But I have always said that when you leave customers unhappy, I'm going to give the ridiculous analogy, but the only one I know. My family owned a small business through most of my lifetime. My parents owned a small independent bookstore in New York City. I worked there every summer. And if there's one thing that I learned from working in a bookstore, it is that it is all about making the customer feel good. You want the customer to walk out happy, whether they buy something or not. Because in a bookstore, a lot of people come in and they just browse. And what I learned from that experience is If they enjoy the experience of being there, you offer them some coffee, you make a little conversation, whatever it might be, then the next time that they do want to buy a book, they'll come back and buy it. You want to leave the customer happy or at minimum satisfied. And if you keep leaving customers unsatisfied, eventually it has to become a problem. Now, what did Stan Van Gundy say?
Stan Van Gundy on Twitter last week weighed in on this. He said, 90s NBA teams had just a trainer and a strength coach. They practiced more often and harder and played more back-to-backs. Teams now have huge medical and performance staffs and value rest over practice. Yet, injuries and games missed are way up. Something's not working.
So, injuries and games missed are two different things. I can't speak to injuries. I don't know what the reason is for that. Some people will say that the players played so much more basketball when they were growing up that maybe their joints or the whatever it is are not. I can't speak to that. I'm not a doctor. I can't speak to it. But what I can say is games missed are not a function of injury exclusively. Mostly games missed are a strategically planned act. They have decided ahead of time, we're going to miss this number of games at this time and this time and this time. Because teams have decided, and I think players and their agents have decided, that this is the best way to maximize their careers. So for every, remember when you're a high-profile superstar NBA player, every season that you play, every additional year you can play is another 30 or 40, or soon it's going to be $50 million. So if you miss 12 games this year, I'm just making up a number, that may not have any impact on your team's chance of winning a championship. I will absolutely dispute that that gives the team any better chance of winning a championship. But what it does is it obviously, because they wouldn't be doing it otherwise, it means these players will lengthen their careers. And I understand why that's a priority for them. So what has to change is the system. I understand why the players are doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Everything is about incentives. And to bring the conversation full circle, with Charles Barkley talking about the next CBA and owners, billionaires don't like wasting money. And what I see right now, looking at the numbers, that a total of 353 players have combined to miss nearly 3,500 games this season, and teams have paid those guys more than $500 million not to play in those games. And so whether or not we want to, I'm not sure that we'll be able to solve this problem neatly. What I do know is that it is a problem, and I cannot imagine there is a single NBA owner that views it otherwise.
Yeah, and they're the only ones who can be able to do anything about
right.
it. But the most obvious thing would be to figure out a way to work with the Players Association to arrive at a number of games in the schedule that they would play all of.
Mm.
Because you might say to yourself, well, what if they cut the season to 72 games? Well, what if the players decided and then I'm only going to play 64?
Right.
You haven't really solved or even addressed the problem. You have to work hand in hand together. And, of course, you also raise the problem, if you shorten the season, that that is going to cost everybody money and no one is going to want that. So there isn't an easy solution. There isn't. And look, the smartest people, I'm around them a lot now because of my new role with the NBA. I don't know smarter people than the people who run the National Basketball Association. If you spend more than three consecutive minutes with Adam Silver, you will walk away saying, that might be the smartest person I know. But there is no easy solution. I'm not even sure there is a solution to this. You just have to make whatever incremental progress in addressing this problem that you can, assuming that you agree that it's a problem, and I think that they do. All right, coming up, I did not like something else that I heard from a different really smart guy, and you will hear what that was as we continue. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Kansas City.
You know, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about us. We don't care who's favored, who's not.
It's just the disrespect they gave us. You know what I'm saying? We don't really care how they're treating us and how they're going to do us.
Windows my whole career.
Good stuff this weekend. Can't ask for better. Hembo, what was the stat? This is Greeny, by the way, presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. I saw you sent a note to the GetUp group that said something about how these are the, by the point spreads, the closest conference championship weekend ever or in some amount of time. What was that stat again?
We might have two instant classics on our hands. So right now, the Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite. The Bengals on the road are a 1.5-point favorite. Only twice have both conference championship games closed within a field goal, the way that it looks like these two will. It happened in 1997, and it happened in 1982, which is just a fun way of saying we have two coin flip games on our hands. At least that's what Vegas seems to think.
So would 82 have been Jets-Dolphins on the AFC side? That I believe that was the 82 season into January of 83. That's the A.J. Dewey game. And on the other side, I'm trying to think who it would have been, Washington and someone. And then 97. Who remembers? Anyway, it doesn't make any difference. I'm just trying to remember if they wound up being great games. Because a close point spread doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a great game, but it gives us a reasonably good chance.
Vegas doesn't really have much of an idea what to do with these games. And what's really curious is that the line has moved so much in favor of Cincinnati with really nothing happening because, I mean, Patrick Mahomes hurt himself, you know, early in that game. They open as the favorite. That line's moved like 3 or 4 points in the last
couple days. I was talking about that this morning. It made me wonder if someone thinks they know more than is being let on about the injury to Mahomes, because why would the game open it? The opening line that I saw was Kansas City -2.5, mm-hmm. and I have seen Cincinnati favored by as many as 2 points now. So, I mean, that line has moved 4 points, which is a lot without anything happening. Again, the Mahomes injury should have been baked into the cake right before the opening line was set. That's what makes me think, does someone think they know he's more hurt than they're letting on?
So what do you think is likelier? Vegas knows something about the ankle, or Vegas is just responding to the public? Because right now, 3/4 of the public bets and 3/4 of public money is on Cincinnati. They're just moving along with them.
They're definitely doing that.
Yeah.
Of that, there is no question. The question is whether there is also some Mahomesian information that we're not aware of. Okay, I wanted to play this because, well, this is a really smart guy. Like, the people who put together the Buffalo, I am not here to bury the Buffalo Bills. That's an excellent organization. They played a terrible game this past week, and people are now all of a sudden kind of taking apart everything they've done and making it sound like Brian Daboll was the only reason they had any success at all. They're the only team ever whose offensive coordinator was the only reason that they should have won the championship. And as usual, that is an enormous overreaction. Yes. Do I think Allen misses Daboll? Sure. But Allen is spectacular, and they did a great job of putting that team together, and they're going to be good again next year. But their general manager, Brandon Bean, when they asked him about the Bengals sort of leapfrogging them into the sort of the pole position, if you will, in the AFC, he said something I did not love, and I have that on my screen right here.
No, they have a good team. I mean, they right now are on the advantage of a rookie quarterback contract. They had some lean years without getting too much into their build. I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase. Like, he's a heck of a talent. I'd love to have him, but you gotta go through some lean years to do that. You know, they were able to get Burrow one. I don't remember where Chase was drafted, but it was pretty high. Like, and those guys are on their rookie deals. We're paying Stephon Diggs a pretty hefty number. We're paying Josh Allen.
Okay, let me stop you right there. First of all, Ja'Marr Chase went five. But when he says, look, we're hamstrung because we're paying Stephon Diggs so much money. Do you know how they got Stephon Diggs? They traded a pick to the Minnesota Vikings. Do you know what the Minnesota Vikings did? They took Justin Jefferson with the 22nd pick in the first round of that draft. So you could have Justin Jefferson, who is every bit as good as Ja'Marr Chase, and he would be on a rookie deal. I just don't like every team goes through that. Like, for a while there, you had Allen on the rookie deal, and you had that advantage, and now that these things are cyclical. So that, and again, I have great respect for Brandon Bean. He's an excellent general manager. They've done a magnificent job in Buffalo. But that sounded a little bit like an excuse, not a reason. I didn't love it.
Didn't love it either. Brandon Bean's problem is not that he's paying Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs too much money. Brandon Bean's problem, again, is that he built a football team to win the Big 12 and not the AFC. In that game against Cincinnati, his team was outrushed by more than 100 yards at home in the snow. They ran it at a shotgun 14 times and gained one first down on those 14 runs. And on defense, they played 71 snaps, 70 of which they had at least five defensive backs on the field. You're not going to win in the playoffs in that environment with that kind of team. They're building a new stadium. They're not putting a dome up, as far as I know, at least.
Oh, so that would be a crime.
Come on.
To put a dome in Buffalo would be a crime. Like, the weather game in Buffalo is an intrinsic part of the fabric of the National Football League. No, and teams should build for their stadiums. But see, what I don't want, you're right. Everything you just said is right. I'm not saying anything you just said is wrong. But what I'm saying is, on balance, Brandon Bean has done a terrific job. That's
sure.
A loaded roster. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when we said Bills are the field. You know when that was? This year, after they humiliated the Rams on that opening Thursday night, and we thought, oh, the Bills, might they go 17-0? Are they by far the best team? Is Allen going to be displaced? Mahomes is the best player, quarterback in the sport. All of that, Von Miller, everything else. And then Miller got hurt, and all of a sudden, Allen got leapfrogged by Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow didn't just leap. Look, do I think T. Higgins is an excellent player? Yes. Do I think T. Higgins is a superstar anywhere he goes? I don't know. I think Joe Burrow helps. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is ridiculous. He is a freak, but so is Justin Jefferson. And Stephon Diggs has been incredibly valuable because, in fairness to them, they needed the veteran receiver, not a rookie, to help Josh Allen in the stage of his development that he was in. So again, they've gotten almost everything right. You can't go from being the Buffalo Bills, the perennially hapless Buffalo Bills, who had basically been terrible for 20 years, to being a consistent AFC challenger and eventually a Super Bowl team without getting a lot of things right.
Yeah, I'm with you. It almost makes it, like, his comments make it seem like somehow the Bengals are doing this less virtuously or some such nonsense. It's just not true.
Yeah.
There's also only a $12 million cap hit difference between what Burrow and Chase are making and what Allen and Diggs are making this year. Like, that's not the difference between, like, that wasn't the difference in that game.
Right.
It just wasn't.
I always say this. Some things are excuses and other things are reasons. In this particular case, it's an excuse. We're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half,
We know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.